Okay, now that Tisha B'Av is over, many people spent a lot of time talking about listening to music during the 3 weeks. Much time is discussed about listening to music during Sfira, but not so much that people talk about listening to music all year long. Why is it such a given that music is permissible all year long, and it's only a question about what about during Sfira, what about during the 9 days? What about listening to music all year long? Again, it's a complicated sugya. Hopefully we'll get to as much as we can get to tonight, but it definitely needs more discussion of what exactly is the prohibition or potential prohibition of listening to music bizman hazeh. The shayla also comes up in Nebuch, Samruz, and Avelus, and the shayla also comes up, why is it so posh that all of us not all listen to music? So let's try to tackle some of the issues about listening to music bizman hazeh. There's a Mefurish mission at the end of Soita, and Daf Mem Ches, the mission reads like this, Mishab Batla Sanhedrin, when Sanhedrin was abolished, Bottle Hashir Bebeis HaMishtois. They abolished the music in the Beis HaMishtois. Beis HaMishtois, according to most Rishonim and later Achrenim, means music associated with drinking of wine. That used to be the way people would get together. They would drink wine. That was the idea of having a party was over wine. So once Sanhedrin was nisbatled, then they were mevatel the shir in Bebeis HaMishtois. And then it says in the Pasuk, Bishir lo yishtu yain. When there's shir, you shouldn't drink wine. When you're drinking wine, you're not allowed to have music. Now, it's very unclear what's going on over here in the Mishnah. So what? Why? What? What's the significance of Batlos and Hedrin to the connection of Beis HaMishtois? And we'll see it's Kinira Machloikis, two opinions in Yusham. It's Kedai to go through the Gemara and Sait. Now, the Gemara and Sait doesn't have anything to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, obviously, we're all thinking Bittos and Hedrin has something to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We're right away conjuring up a connection between Churban Beis HaMikdash, although it's not Mefurish. More than that, we know that when Sanhedrin was in this battle, there was a long time, it was about 40 years until the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed. This wasn't the beginning of, it was the beginning of the Churban, but this wasn't the completion of the Churban when Bittul Sanhedrin, so we'll have to see what the connection is. Right. But that wasn't, there was a time, about 40 years in between. Now, the Gemara is a whole discussion over here, but what's important for us is a couple of lines in this Gemara. One of the important lines in this Gemara is the Gemara says in the middle, Amar Rav, Udna Deshamei Zamra, the ears that hear music, Ta'akar, should be uprooted, should be ripped out. Very strong language from the Amiraim about people who listen to music. Amar Rav, Zamra Bebeis, Churva Beseifa. Music in the home is going to be destroyed. It's going to be a Chayriv. Shenemer quotes a whole pasuk over here. What I want is a line later on. The Gemara tells us later on, in the middle, the Gemara says, however, Amar Rav Huna, Zamra Denagdi Udebakri Shari. The music that was sung for the Bakri and the Nagdi, that's permitted. Who are the Nagdi and the Bakri? So Rashi says on the side, Moishchei Svinas, Bechevel. They used to pull the boats with ropes. Shari, they're allowed to sing. Why? She'ein el azarzim imalachtam. They needed chizak at work. It was a boring job or a difficult job. So they'd sing to help them do their job. So that's permitted, the Gemara says. However, Zakti Gemara, but the Gardi aser. Why is it Rashi? Eina el l'schoik. They don't need it for work. So if you need the singing to help you do your job, then it's permitted. If not, then it's aser, which is very important, because the Gemara is not talking about instruments. This is just singing. And that the Gemara tells us is a prohibition. Then the Gemara tells us even further, the Gemara says, Rav Huna batel zamra. Rav Huna made a gzeira to outlaw music. So all the Rishayim about it, what do you mean Rav Huna? It was a Mishnah. Rav Huna didn't create this idea. We had learned in the Mishnah. So Rashi has a pshat that he would, Rav Huna was meisip. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Kolzman, they had this idea of no music, business was very good. The Gemara says later on that Rav Chizda came and he wanted to stop this ban and business took a big hit. Okay, so you see that not listening to music is good for your business. Okay, so we have a Mefurish Mishnah Sanhedrin that said once Sanhedrin was nisbatel, music was nisbatel. The Taisir Rashi over here in number three brings down a Yushalmi. That Yushalmi has a machloikis, why exactly was music not allowed? So if you look over the Taisir Rashi, he writes, Yushalmi Amr of Chizda, Rav Shein, Ha'isa Eimah Sanhedrin. The reason was, because Kozma Sanhedrin was open, people had a certain fear, for how you aimim nevolo b'shir. And the music wouldn't look a certain way. They wouldn't lead the music to either turn to vulgar, or would lead to more than it could. So people were kept in balance. People were behaved. Once Sanhedrin was nisbato, then already it became that music would lead people astray. The fact that since Sanhedrin was no longer in power, people wouldn't behave like they were supposed to, and therefore music became nevola. Exactly what they did is not clear. Either the music got bad, or you'll see later, they're very concerned that music concerts lead to pritzos and mingling and women singing and everything that can go wrong. He learns the way we always assume that the ban on music was directly connected to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And every single time something big happened, they had to make a ban, and that's the idea of why we don't have music today. But in the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's definitely not clear what was the reason for the ban. Okay, so we have a Mishnah Sanhedrin that says that there's a prohibition of music with Beis HaMishtois, which means usually with wine. So that's the problem. The assumption is not, but there's an interesting Maram Shif. They found the Maram Shif in Chedushim, at the Maram Shif has Holstik Torah, and this is a big discussion. Why at the Achashverosh's party, why was there no music? If you look at Menim Mefarshim, there was no music at Achashverosh's party. So the Maram Shif said, because they weren't already allowed to listen to music. Achashverosh knew that, and he knew the Jews wouldn't come to a party that had music, so Achashverosh Medafki didn't have music. The problem is, the Achashverosh's story took place during Bayis Rishon. After Chorban Bayis Rishon, the band Pashas came only after Bayis Sheni. So that's one of the kashas they have on the Maram Shif. But this is a big discussion about why there was no music at Achashverosh's party. There's a sefer you can get in bookstores written by a friend of mine, Rabbi Sandler, who's now the Mashkiach in Shayoshev. He's a Rav in Farakway. He wrote a whole book about music. Interesting book. If you're interested in music, it's an interesting book to read. It's in English. So he quotes over there that the reason why Achashverosh knew that music has such a power between the Jewish people, if there'd be music at the party, even if it would be kosher music, it would turn the Jews back and realize this is a bad idea, so the Jews wouldn't too called over or partake in the party. So he says that's why there was no music. But the Maram Shif, they found this Maram Shif, an interesting Maram Shif. He says because they already banned music from Chorban Bayis Rishon, which doesn't seem to work with what we're saying now. There's another famous Gemara that everyone talks about. There's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin. Now, the truth is, this Gemara Daf Zayin needs a lot more discussion. Many yeshivas that learn the first Perek of Gittin, they learn this Gemara like any other Lamdus piece of Gemara. And it does need a lot of discussion in Lamdus. We'll try to get to the Lamdus a little bit, but more the Halach Lamaisa. The Gemara says like this. Shalchu le Marukva. They sent to Marukva. Zamra minolam the Aser. How do you know music is not allowed? So the question is, music is not allowed. It's a Mishnah Saita. What do you mean, how do you know music's not allowed? This is already post-Chorban. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? So the Gemara, Sirta, they did Sirta. That's also given in Gittin about when you write Pesukim of the Torah, you have to be Mesartid it. Fine. The Kosovo, they wrote a Pesuk, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gilbam. The Jewish people should not rejoice like the Goyim. So that somehow that Pesuk is supposed to tell us, you're not allowed to listen to music. Frag the Gemara, Vishlachu Mehacha, I got a better Pesuk. Bishir Lo Yushtayayin. Yeah, I got a better pasuk. The pasuk the Mishnah Saita uses. They see from this pasuk Bishir La Yishtiyai Yema Sheikh the Shoisa. So the Gemara answers Imahi. If you just have that pasuk, Hava Mina Hani Mili Zama Demona. I would think the only thing you're not allowed to listen to is actual instruments. Avo the Puma Shari. But singing would be permitted. Kamash Malon. That even singing is not allowed. So this is an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says not only you're not allowed to have musical instruments, you're not even allowed to have what we call a cappella, you're not even allowed to sing. There's a ban prohibition of just singing. So writes the Gemara. Now, Rashi, number five, a very important Rashi, learns that this Gemara is only talking about the Beis HaMishtois. If you're going to have a party with wine, then you're not allowed to have a cappella singer. So if let's say, for example, a bunch of people want to sit down together one night and have a nice supper, have bottles of wine, and they want to hire an a cappella. Today it's very popular, these a cappella groups. These Chassidish guys, they do great work with a cappella. You want to hire them for an event? According to this, it's usher. Because since Rashi learned Zamra L'Sheiri Beis HaMishtois, Rashi learns this whole Gemara in Gittin is only Beis HaMishtois. So therefore, if you're going to have a party with wine, you're not allowed to have singing. No one can sing. This gets a little tricky if you think about it, like a birthday party. If you have a birthday party and you have wine and you want to sing happy birthday, so according to this, it's a problem. Because that Zamra de Puma, that's mouth singing, which is what we call singing, at a Beis HaMishtois would be awesome. Now again, it's not clear from the Gemara why it's awesome. What's wrong? So if you look at the Mashal over there, the Mashal learns that if you look up the Pasuk, Al Tismach Yisrael Gilbamim, it's clearly referring to to Gullus. It's clearly referring to the fact that we have a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the assumption is that this prohibition is beyond the prohibition of the Mishnah Saita, which was only based on Mishtois. This is not only instruments, this is even singing. The simple way of learning is that till now in the Mishnah Saita, it was only instruments. Now we're saying not only is instruments banned, you can't even sing at a Beis HaMishtois, at least according to Rashi, that would also be included in the ban from the Gemara and Gittin Dav Zayin. So we'll see later on. It's a machlokes contemporary achrayim between the Yaznidbru and others. But in Rishonim, they always assumed it meant with wine. We'll see that that's the way many achrayim learned. But we'll see there's a tshuva from the Yaznidbru who thinks no, it just means whenever people get together. Today, people don't get together to drink wine. They get together and sit around. Or they get together and drink beer or other things. So that's we'll see later on as a machlokes achrayim. So according to Rashi, anytime there's a Beis HaMishtois, everything is aser, both instruments, both singing, but according to Rashi, comes out of Bikula. If it's not a Beis HaMishtois, There's no drinking, there's no food, it's you're walking by yourself, you're walking, you're driving in your car, there'd be no band to listen to music, even of instruments. That's the chayr what comes out according to Rashi, which is a very big kula. According to Rashi, everything that's not in the base of Mishtois is mut. Taisvis over here, number 6, agrees with Rashi, but adds on to Rashi. Taisvis writes over here, Pishbuk countries, the shayr of base of Mishtois, he thinks, quotes Rashi's pshat, that the whole Gemara and Git is only referring to music connected to parties. And he writes, v'chei mashma, I'll bring you a good raya. Midika'oma, v'lishlech le'mahacha b'shir lo'yishtayayin, from the fact that the Gemara had a kasha, was why don't we use the apostolic from the Mishnah Saita? That apostolic is only talking about base of Mishtois. If you wanted to ask him music on a regular Tuesday when you're walking down the street, you brought the wrong pasuk. What's the Gemara's kasha? You should have brought that pasuk. But that pasuk doesn't fit this halacha. Elamaisis Taisvis, you see it does. So therefore, Taisvis agrees with Rashi. Umeperek basu, the site of Tanam is Shabbatal Sanhedrin, Batal Sheva Beis HaMishtois. Shem B'Mishtel Yishtayai. So, so far, all Taisvis is doing is defending Rashi. But then Taisvis adds a very, very important line. V'roi lahachmer b'kiyotza. Says Taisvis, I think we should be machmer other times as well. Why? Dahu be Yushalmi. Because there's a very, very famous Yushalmi. Dahve koyim v'domich b'zamra. Yisham refers to Malachim used to wake up and go to sleep with music. Now, again, the truth is the conversation today with music is a totally different conversation than even the Achreinim, late Achreinim of the 1900s, mid-1900s, because today we have phones and we have recordings and even MP3 players where you can mamash listen to music 24 hours a day. You can go all day long. There's apps that you can turn on at any hour, they'll play music for you. Today, the accessibility and availability we have to music is unlike anyone ever had. Even the Achreinim, we talk about music, they didn't have the way we have today. They had, we'll talk about tshuvas from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, fine. So they had Walkmans and I don't know if they had CD players then. Walkmans didn't come out then? Not even that. In the 80s they had, by the 80s they had Walkmans, the 80s, 90s. Those Achreinim, they couldn't even imagine what we have today. You can walk around, you know, sometimes you're not sure where the plug is in the ear, in the brain, you don't know where the music's coming from, right? We're so connected. It's a whole different world. So Taisus says, I think if you go to sleep and wake up with music, it's a problem. Why? Shemis anig biyoisen. Too much enjoyment. Too much. To be so engulfed in music, which I would have made an argument is for most people today, that they're always plugged in, always listening to music, that's called misanig biyoisen. So Taisus says, v'shir shal mitzvah shari. But any music that's associated with mitzvahs mutter, k'rayim b'shas chupash, oisen l'simchas chasim v'kal. So Taisus gives two chidushim. First chidush is a chumra, that he thinks you can't have too much music, which in his definition is going to sleep and waking up to music. Secondly, Taisus is a meikel with regard to simchas. When it comes to at least a chasina, Taisus finds no reason to have this ban, and this ban was never included in chasinas. There are, Rav Moshe and Tshuva, we'll see later on, he says not only is it chasinas, it's all forms of mitzvahs. In the Svadish community, they play music at brisim. We don't do that in Ashkenaz, but anything that's a mitzvah is included in this. Other Achrim disagree with Rav Moshe's diak and Taisus, but that's what Taisus says. Now, this is interesting because we know in Yerushalayim, in 1865, they made a ban even on this. In Yerushalayim, in 1865, there was a plague. People were dying, and no one could understand why. So they weren't sure what the cause of death was. So at that time, Rav Meir Orbach and other people got this idea, Kubalim, Nevuah, whatever, dreams, whatever word you want to use, was they realized that the reason for this is because they should cut back on the Simcha, even at a Simcha. Because the Maisa, they lived in Yerushalayim, they were much closer to the Chorban, so they had to cut back even more. So they made a takana, no instruments even at Chassus. That was the takana of 1865. Now again, that's clearly against Taisus. Taisus felt that we're not supposed to ban music. Music at Simchas are supposed to be okay, but the Gedolim at that time felt that at least in Yerushalayim, they need to make the ban. There's an interesting Maisa, there was a lady in 1873 who decided she was going to break the ban. She held it's an outdated ban, there's no reason for it, she's going to break it. She moved from to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz, and she didn't, I guess she wasn't so sensitive to the ban. She thought 1873 she was going to break the ban. And she couldn't find anyone to play music. Who's going to go against the rabbis? So she hired non-Jews to play. And she had a chasana, and she had the non-Jews playing the music, fine. The next morning she disappeared, vanished, never to be found again. So goes the story. So Musa Haskell, don't mess with the ban from the Rabban. But in any case, not to have instruments. The band was not to have instruments. Not to have musical instruments at the chasanas. Which the Rishonim are now saying is mutter. But that was the minhag in Yerushalayim. So there's discussions over there about what was included, what wasn't included, which cities are included, which cities aren't included. That's already a discussion over there about the ban in Yerushalayim. Back upon him, Taisvis Ashita is very clear. Taisvis holds that chasanas are mutter. Yeah.
Maybe just mean singing, not instruments.
No, Pashas, he means the whole, whatever we were talking about in the Gemara. The Gemara, he was talking about both. Right, so Tosfos, and this is a rather big discussion. If you look at some of the Chassidish Shetzvarim, they take the music at the Chasna very seriously. If you look at some of the Chassidish Shetzvarim, they're makbid that all the musicians at the Chasna should be Jewish. I think that's the pshat. If you ever look at some of these Chasnas, they have these non-Jewish people. You can tell they're not Jewish; they're black, and they plop a yarmulke on the head. I always wonder this episode. They plop a yarmulke on the guy. He's not Jewish, so maybe this is the pshat because they want to be yaitzer this idea that you want to have from a musician. So even though he's not really Jewish, he plop a yarmulke on him, now he becomes Jewish. So they put Jews, they put yarmulkes on all the musicians. But some of the Chassidim are very makbid about the musicians at a chasana, because they hold that the music at a chasana is very, very connected to the simcha, and they were very particular on who plays at their simcha. Okay, but that's what Taisvah says. There's a Ran over here in Gittin Daf Zayin. The Ran quotes from the Goyim. It's also brought down in the Rif and Brachas that there's also a limitation to this prohibition, which is when we talk about music, we don't just mean music stamma. We're talking about music for no spiritual purposes. But music that's form of a praise and mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, shari, that is permitted. So anytime you're singing for a purpose or playing music, not just for a pleasure song to enjoy or for, you're doing it for some form of a spiritual reason, then everything is mutter. Then he goes on to say the same heter of Shusha Mitzvah. So if you're listening to music to get some form of a cyrus, to praise Hashem, you sing a song that depicts some greatness of something that happened, so that would be mutter according to many Goyim.
Far away from the Mishnah.
What?
Or far away from the Mishnah.
You're right, right. So the question is when it says Batla Hashir, what type of music was it? So it's unclear what type of music they were singing. So how does this all work out halacha l'maisa? So there's one last shita which is very important, which needs much more discussion and lumdis, is the shita of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in number 9 in Hilchas Tainis, the Rambam first of all is in Hilchas Tainis. This is, the Rambam is, before this, the Rambam wrote a bunch of other halachas that were all post-Churban related halachas, about being Meshayer al-Amma and all these other things that we spoke about in other years. So it's clearly from the Rambam where he puts this halacha with the other halachas, the Rambam learned this was al-Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes, V'chein gazru shlo l'nagin b'klishir. They made exactly that you should not play musical instruments. The chol mine zemer, all types of music instruments. The chol mashmiye kol shel shir, anything that makes a sound of an instrument. Aser l'smayach behen is not allowed. The aser l'shmayan you're not allowed to listen. B'mnei hachorban. So Shmuel Vazner and Shevet Alei has a whole discussion about. Again, there's a lot of extra words in this Rambam. If you want to be medayik the Rambam properly, which we're not going to do tonight due to time, there's a lot of funny extra words in this Rambam. The Rambam talks about the analysis to music. V'chol mine zemer. What else is there besides for an instrument? What else is an instrument going to do? So he wants to say this might be a riot to the shayla about tape music and microphones. What's that considered? Okay, Ayin Shom and Shevet Alei is all discussion. But it's worth noting that if you read the Rambam and you medayik properly in the Rambam, there's a lot of extra words there that need to be dealt with. But the Rambam continues. Shira. So any musical instrument is out all the time, but shira b'peh, singing with your mouth, that's only alayayin asura. Shenema b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So here the Rambam splits. He says, well, musical instruments, never allowed. Singing? Well, depends. If it's over wine, not allowed. If it's not over wine, it is allowed. Then the Rambam concludes the same way the Ran and the Goyim that if it's done for spiritual purposes, it's mut. So the obvious kasha in the Rambam Shita is, how does he split between singing and instruments? The Gemara in Gittin never makes a distinction. The Gemara in Gittin says they're both aser because we have two psukim. So the Achrenim are all bothered with the Rambam. How does the Rambam split the two? The Rambam Shita is that if you're going to listen to an instrument, that's also no matter where you are. Can never listen to instruments. But if it's just singing, so it depends. If you're sitting in your house doing nothing and you want to have an acapella sing out, that's fine. If you're going to do it over Beis HaMishtari, so over Yayin, then it's awesome. So the question is, but that's not the way the Gemara Gittin learns. The Gemara Gittin learns they're both awesome. How did the Rambam understand the Gemara Gittin? This is a very big kasha in Lomdus in the Rambam. We'll get to the Lomdus, but what's Negeh is Lalach, the Rambam says what he says. So if you're going to take the Rambam, you have to come out and be Machmeh, that you're never allowed to listen to any form of instrument, and even singing would be also alayyan. If you look in the Torah recaps everything we said, and the Torah reads like this. For asru kol minei shir bein b'kli bein b'peh, all singing is out, whether it be instrument, whether it be vocal. U'pirash Rashi going to shayar beis ha-mishtar. So according to Rashi, it's only when there's wine. No party, no nothing, you by yourself, everything is mutter, seemingly according to Rashi. So then he quotes Vatayisim Mefarshim Nafil Bloy Mishnah Nami. Even if there's no wine, Dafka Lemisha Ragel Bekach. It's only prohibited if you are Ragel Bekach. You do it often. Kahid Isu Vishami, Resh Galusa, Vikoim, Medomich, Mezamra. They'd go to sleep and wake up with music. Pirish, Meshach, Vikoim, Oy, Maskir, and Lefon. Which for many people is the case today as well. Then he writes, Meloshen Rambam Zechrein Levracha, and from the Rambam it's Mashma, the Bekli Asur Lishmaya Becholinyin, any instrument would be completely out, which is the simple reading of the Rambam. So those are the three major sheets in Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. But there's one last very important sheet in Rishonim, and it's the Tshuvas HaRambam. It's not a Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, but it's a Tshuvas HaRambam that the Torah quotes. Aval hu bir b'tshuva sheila, da'afilu b'peh asr af b'loy mishteh. That the Rambam in the Tshuva came up with a bigger chiddush, that you're not even allowed to sing even if there's no Yayin. It's asr everything. Musical instruments are asr all the time. Singing is asr all the time. Everything is asr all the time. That's the Rambam's opinion in a tshuva. So now we have four major opinions in the Rishonim to how to understand this Gemara in Gittin. Obviously, if you're going to buy into the Rambam in a tshuva, you're going to have a big chumrah on your hands. You're not going to be allowed to sing ever. Even if you're by yourself, you're in a room. You can't sing. Even if there's no mishtois, no yayin, nothing. So how do we pask in halach? How does this all play out halach l'maisa? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 10, the Mechaber writes exactly like the Rambam in Hilchas Tainus. So the Mechaber, v'chein gazru shalei nagim b'klishir, they were guys and not to sing, v'chol minei zemeh, v'chol mashmiyeh, kol shashir, osel esmeyach behem. All instruments are out. So no problem. If you're a Svadish Jew, you're not allowed to listen to any instruments. All music is not allowed. Zok the Rambam, v'yeshayim rim no, t'davke mishirogel behem. Only those people that are rogel. K'ren hamalochim sh'oim din v'sheichim b'klishir, oy b'beis ha-mishteh. So the Ramah is being make like Taisvis and saying that no, the prohibition is only either Bebeis HaMishta like Rashi, or if you Rago like Taisvis. For also the Shemayim of Ne'achurbin, Fafilu Shira Bepeh, then the rest reads exactly like the Rambam, and then the end of the Ramah is like Taisvis, V'chein L'tzorich Mitzvah, Kim Beis Chas, V'kala Kol Shav. So the way it basically plays out Lalach is that the Rambam is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah is Taisvis. So machloikis v'shoyinim, machloikis p'sak lahalacha, the way it plays out, which means that for Sephardish Jews it's much more machmer, while for Ashkenazic Jews there's much more room to be made. Again, the Shulchan Aruch did not take the Tshuvas HaRambam into any form of consideration. Either he didn't have it, or he felt we don't pasken like it, but he doesn't take this Tshuvas HaRambam into consideration. What's interesting is later Achreinim took this Tshuvas HaRambam very seriously. For example, the Bach has a long piece over where he thinks we should pasken like the Tshuvas HaRambam. He writes over the Indian halacha yirid the ikka kedivah Rambam b'tshuva she'ela. I think we should pasken like the Rambam in his tshuva. The chol she'enish al shivis hishbachas asa afilu b'loy mishta v'afilu b'peh. Why does Dr. Bach have a beautiful raya? The Gemara and Saita that we started off with. What did the Gemara and Saita said? That the boat pushers and the boat schleppers, they're allowed to sing, but the other jobs are not allowed to sing. Frank de Bach, what are you talking about? It's not b'beis ha-mishtois. They were working. No instruments. They were singing. What's the prohibition? Elamai says the Bach, you see from that Gemara and Saita, that even singing, with no Beis HaMishtois, with no instruments, is also Aser. Oh, it's a right to the Tshuvas HaRambam. So therefore the Bach concludes, he thinks the Tshuvas HaRambam is correct, he thinks there's a right to it from the Gemara and Saita, and he thinks that's the way we should paskin, and that's the way he does paskin. And therefore he says all music is Aser, he says, Lefichach, Yesh Lahazir Ala Mekilim, Lishtois Beklizemer, Vafilu B'Shabbos V'Yom Toivim. Even on Shabbos, says the Bach, it's only because of chuppah. Mishum simchas chasim v'kala. V'chein hanoshim hamizamreis bepeh be'etz melacht. And the women used to sing while they work. Yesh limchas ben. You have to stop them. If you hear a person singing while he's doing his job, you have to stop him. Say, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to sing. Not allowed. V'im einim shoymis mutiv yushoyim v'ayim ezidim. If not going to listen to you, then we always apply the rule mutiv yushoyim v'ayim ezidim. But the Bach is very clear. He says that Tshuvas HaRambam is right, which means no one's allowed to sing. All singing is prohibited. So he'll tell you that if the Zmiris and Shabbos is for the sake of Zmiris, it's mutter. But if you just want to sing for the sake of singing a song, not because it's any Shevach, Vahidovis, Shabbos, you want to sing Happy Birthday. It's a beautiful song, nice song. Nothing to do with Shabbos, nothing to do with Shiris and Shabbos. According to that, that would be not allowed, not on Shabbos, not on any day. Now you could argue that maybe if the whole reason has to do with Avelos, that maybe no Avelos on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to express Avelos on Shabbos? But he does, it's before Sheber Hetev also. The Ber Hetev also says that on Shabbos the same prohibition exists, you're not allowed to sing on Shabbos Eve. Now you're talking about this Bach seems very out there. We'll see in a second, that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes on Halacha as well, that all singing is not allowed, even if it's not based on Mishtois. Yeah, he talks about, that's the next piece of what if the women and Kalisha, that's the next piece where they talk about. Now we have to mention a Gemara, which again, we'll only talk about it very superficial, but there's an important Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvav. The Gemara in Chagiga over there is talking about the life of Rav Meir or Acher, where he went off, what happened, what was his story. So the Gemara has one line over here. The Gemara says, Acher Mai. What happened to Acher? Why did he go off the Derech? What was his issue? So my answer is Zemre Yevoni le Pasak Mipume. He never stopped to have Greek music from his mouth. That's the way it translates literally, Mipume. If you look in Rashi over number 13, Rashi has an interesting pshat. Rashi says, Zemre Yevoni le Pasak Mibesai. Sound like there was always Greek music going on in his house. So Rashi, so what's wrong with that? That wasn't the right thing to do. After the Churban, no music is allowed. So the taina why Rebbe went off the derech, or Rebbe went off the derech, and became an achi was because he didn't keep the ban of not listening to music post-Churban. Then Rashi said, that's the wrong pasuk. That the Gemara says is a pasuk that talks about music. That's not a pasuk that talks about singing. Presumably over here we weren't talking about music, we're talking about singing. So this is the kasha that the Achrayim have over here on this Rashi. The Marsha over here, Stamazi, he says, this doesn't make any sense. He says, if the taina on Achir was that he was listening to music, why does it have to be Yevani music? He could have listened to Jewish music, it would have been the same taina. The Gemara went out of its way to say he was listening to Greek music. What Greek music? He was listening to Jewish music. You're not supposed to listen to any music. So, Frank the Marsha over there, number 14, he says, why mention Greek? El Stamzam Rele Pasak. Then the Marsha asks even better, he says, Einu Nir Dimshem Zemet Lacha Churbi Yenoige Bamshem Minos. That's not going to take a guy off the derech because he listens to music after the churban. That's the big thing he did wrong, was after this ban, he broke the ban. So the Mashal says he disagrees with Rashi. Instead, the pshat was taka, was kaish music that brought him off the derech, which is weird. People work their way into discussion, what's called today kaish music. And I'm not getting into the whole shir, it's not for now, but I'm just mentioning one tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is on the Gemara. Rav Moshe over here, in Igus Moshe, Yerdei Chelik Beis, it's Simen Nun Vav, it's an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe is talking about listening to music of church music. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva over here, Hinei anegunim shemizamim hanoitzrim beis teflasim, Christian music that's created in church. Vadi also l'shem. So Rav Moshe, that you can't listen to. Afe deha radio, even through the radio, which sometimes is a problem because sometimes they'll have live hookups to big events that will take place in churches and you listen to it. That's not allowed, so Rav Moshe. Even if you're going to listen to a microphone, old music. Even if the music is no longer popular in the church, that was old music. Now they have new music, that's still awesome. Even if a Christian were to take Jewish words and make a song, that's also aser. Kistam hanigunim shemechabim hanoitzrim lepsuki tehillim hu lozam letfilisein sheza aser. Even if I'll take Jewish words, it's going for the wrong reason, you're not allowed to listen to it. This is what I want from the whole tshuva. Vim hu makish loy hoisa kavanas mechaber hanigun lezam elavoidasom. If you know that the composer of the song did not do this for any form of service to his God. El lezemer ba'almo lahana zamra, a non-Jewish song, composed by a non-Jewish person, Zaktiv Moshe, Avshe Mechaber Hazem Hu Noitzvi Va'akum. You know, the composer was a Christian and not Jewish. Ein Baza Isser. If let's say you have a Christian composer, composes a song that talks about the weather, talks about, you know, the sky. Nothing to do with religion, even though the fact that he's a religious person, Zaktiv Moshe, Ein Baza Isser. There is no prohibition. But most of the time you have to assume that he's doing it for that reason. Then Rav Moshe just ends off. He says, you see from this whole Gemara that listening to music that's sung with a goyish touch, again, done improper, can take a person off the derech. Haraya, from the way Rashi learned the Gemara. If it's going to, the way the Mashal learned the Gemara. The Mashal learned that what took Reb Meir off was the fact that he listened to their music. So you'll ask, a big deal, it's just their music. So Rav Moshe, you see from over here, had the power of a Christian, non-Jewish music can stop a person away from Yiddish. That's Rav Moshe's truth. But in any case, we clearly see that according to Rashi, this was a serious problem over here in a cause of downfall for Reb Meir. So how do we pass the halacha about singing? Am I allowed to sit right now? You want to have people get together, they have what's called a kumzit. So you'll tell me a kumzit is motor because that's shirz v'sishpachas. You're singing praises to Hashem, and beautiful songs, motivational songs. Let's say people want to get together and they want to sing non-inspirational songs. They want to sing not Jewish songs or English songs that have no connection to God or to spirituality. Is that prohibited? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Samach, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Oys Yav Beis, he says, V'ratza leimer, l'fishu al yayin asu b'zeh. If it's on wine, it's awesome. Da'afilu mishein eragel b'zeh, even if you don't do it all the time. V'da, da'afilu b'peh asu al yayin l'kul yam. If it's going to be over wine, it's also according to everyone. Which means, l'fizeh, let's say you go to a restaurant, and in the restaurant they're playing music, which is probably not Jewish music, but not, you know, that l'chay would be asu al this band. If you're in a restaurant where they have either a live band playing or even taped music, which we'll see later, and you're having wine, that would be prohibited under this ban. Now you'll tell me if they're playing Jewish music, it might also be a problem, unless the Jewish music is going to be under the banner of Sirius Vishis Bachis, and it's going to bring Shevach to Hashem. But definitely if the music is not Jewish, so then you're going to, again, we're not talking about vulgar music, we're not talking about prostitute music, which the Shartian talks about, clean, you know, oldies music from the 60s, 70s, where the songs were not necessarily vulgar, like the cursing that goes on today. Again, a lot of it's romantic based, but let's assume it's not that, it's clean, you know, music, whatever it is, Simon Garfunkel, whatever it is, whatever music people listen to. So then, while you're eating, that's a problem under the ban of music post the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Mr. Brewer concludes. He says, "Val kein yesh limchayz ba'isin shi'ayshim le'echos sudasan." Those people sit down to eat. Ubechutz aimdim menagdim, and a little bit away, people are singing. Ubechal yemaisin, they do this every single day. Dizel vadi isagom. So if you want to eat next to people that are singing, you're going to have a problem. Then the Mr. Brewer says, what about Shir Bepel Yain Aser? Ubach Pasak. Da'afilu B'loi Yain Gamkein Aser. Mr. Brewer is being choishish for the sheet of the Bach, who's choishish for the sheet of the Rambam in the Tshuva. Da'amidu B'gemar Da'afke Zamer Shal Moshe Chetzvinu Se Moshe Chabkarim Shal. Only the boat pushes in Mutter. She'eni El Zazim Malachtim. Ava Degardi Aser Shul Shrek Ba'alma. Val Kane writes to Mr. Brewer, Noshin Hamizamu is prepared based Malachtim. Yesh Lumachis Behen. If people sing, you have to stop the V'me'in and Shemas. If they don't listen to you, then you apply the Ramutiv to Yeshayim. Clearly, you see from the Mishnah Berurah, he passes like the Bach, that singing alone is going to be usher, even not halayayin, which is a big chumrah. It's the chumrah of the Bach, that's choishish for the Tshuva Rambam, which is interesting because that's not the way it was brought down in Shulchan Aruch / Ramah, but nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer. Now, if you look in the Sharet Tzion, he goes a step further. He says, what about if you want to sing to get your kids to sleep? So like the Sharet Tzion, v'mizam risk the liyoshan atinuk, if you want to sing just to get your kids to sleep, shaper domi, that's allowed. The gam halu, why? Why is that allowed? I thought singing is not allowed. I'm not allowed to sing while I work, but I'm allowed to sing to put the kids to sleep, writes the Sharet Tzion. Why? The gam halu midiv shulchan aruch mash the ene also bepeil ayin. Because like we said earlier, this whole assumption is if you choishish for the Bach, who's choishish for the Tshuva Rambam. If you pass like the mechaber ramah, it's only yasser al ayin. And most people are not drinking wine when they're trying to put their kids to sleep. Okay, maybe you are. I don't know. Hilkach ain the doctor kokach. Don't be so worried. There's other people in the house. You gotta worry about women singing. It's funny today, while I was in my middle of praying in Shir, I had my babysitter in the house trying to get my daughter to eat the food, and she's singing to her. I said, why isn't this appropriate? The whole Shir is about this whole topic. She's sitting there singing to try to get her to eat her food. So that's the problem of Kolish. Umiu. Kvahizer hashlov, vishasifri musa, so the zarm is shirei agovim latinik, she's a moilid latinik tevara. Gotta be careful what you sing to your kids when they're young. What they listen to as young is going to affect them later on. They did a study that kids, even in the infancy stages, they can hear things and they pick it up. So when you're in their car and you put on the radio, they can somehow, they're listening to what you're listening to as well. So that's what he's saying over here. If you're going to sing songs to your kids, these lullabies that we have, if you ever listen to some of these lullabies, they're unbelievable words. Some of them are crazy stuff, you know. You think about it, who thought of these ideas? They're not exactly very loving or very calming to put a kid to sleep, nonetheless. But in any case, if you want to sing your lullabies to your kids, according to the Sharet Tzion, it would be mut.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly how it translated in modern Hebrew, but it doesn't sound like something we want to do. Okay, there's an interesting tshuva over here from the Kapei Aaron. He's bothered with Kasha, which we talk about many times. Why is there no prohibition in Shulchan Aruch to listen to music during the 3 weeks or during Sfira? So you'll tell me that the Mechaber didn't say anything about the 3 weeks because the Mechaber didn't believe in the 3 weeks, which is true. But what about the 9 days? What about Ashkenazim? Why is there no Ramon Shulchan Aruch anywhere that says you're not allowed to listen to music during the 3 weeks? Why is there no Mechaber that says you're not allowed to listen to music during Sfira? Why don't you find it anywhere? Why is it only that it's first found in a Magen Avraham much later? Why is it not in Mechaber Ramah? Why don't they subscribe to the prohibition of music during this time? So he tain is, it's Pashat, because it's never Negea. He says, why would it ever be Negea? Because you're never allowed to listen to music. Mechaber L'shitase holds you never allowed to listen to music. The only time you're allowed to listen to music is when you're as at a chasana. You don't make chasanas during this time, and that the Mechaber does write. So it's never Negea for the Mechaber to go out of his way and write that you're not allowed to listen to music during the 3 weeks in Sfira. You're never allowed to listen. It's never Negea. So that's why he doesn't write it. So the lack of writing of the Mechaber Ramah by Sfira in the 3 weeks is not because he doesn't hold of it. It's because it's always Aser. Nishki Chiddush, 3 weeks. You're never allowed to listen to music. Aye, so he asks, what about the Magen Avraham who writes that you're not allowed to listen to music during the 3 weeks? Why does he have to write it? Because the Magen Avraham was living much later when people started accepting the kula of the Ramah and they started listening to music because it wasn't Ragil. So then he had to come out and say, well, even if you're allowed to listen during the year, this time of year you're not allowed to listen. That's his Shtikl Torah to why the Mechaber never mentions the prohibition prohibition of listening to music both in Svira and in Svira Soyim. And people bring rayas from this Mechaber. They say, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't ask in music or the Ramah doesn't ask in music, you see it's Mutter during Svira. It's Bechal not a raya according to this. The reason why he doesn't mention it, because there's no need to mention it wasn't Negei Lahalach. There's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelag Aleph, Simikuf Samach Vav. Rav Moshe talks about two important things. He A, discusses the Lomdus, which is we're going to kind of skip over because we don't have so much time. We discussed the lomdus of the Rambam, how the Rambam could have split between Zamra and Bepumeh, how the Rambam came lahalacha to be mechal between music and your mouth and instruments, even though the Gemara in Gittin says not like that. We're going to get to the point where the mechaber, where Rav Moshe talks about halacha l'mais. Rav Moshe has a shtickle Torah in how he learns the Rambam, where he learned the whole Gemara was talking about only Bebeis HaMishtois. The whole Gemara in Gittin wasn't discussing music on a regular day. The whole shy of the Gemara was, how do I know music is not allowed, bedavka Bebeis HaMishtois? The Gemara came in knowing I'm not allowed to listen to music of instruments based on Mishtois from the Mishnah Tzaita. The Gemara Shaila was, how do I know I'm not allowed to sing music even based on Mishtois? And that thing where I brought a pasuk, Atismach Yisrael Gil Ba'am. Which means, according to the way the Rav Moshe learned the Rambam, it comes out that the whole Gemara in Gittin had nothing to do with outside of based on Mishtois. That could still be usur. And he writes Rav Moshe, he thinks that Rashi, who keeps on saying Beis HaMishtois, doesn't mean that Rashi holds you're not allowed to, your mutter to listen to music outside of Beis HaMishtois. Just Rashi was learning the Gemara's focus was on Beis HaMishtois. But Eina Chanami says Rav Moshe, he thinks it's possible that Rashi might hold that outside of Beis HaMishtois, maybe he's not allowed to listen to music with instruments. He says, however, I take that back because I see the Ramah says, not like me, the Ramah says that you're allowed to listen to instruments if it's not Rogel, and that's based on Rashi. So therefore he says he takes it back. But Zokhtiv Moshe Halacha L'Maisa, and then I'll get to the Halacha part. Rav Moshe says, Ayyotim Yizeh, the second paragraph of Rav Moshe, he writes, the Bepume, singing, Ein La'asish Shloim Beis HaMisht. Singing not over wine is okay. Unlike the way the Mr. Bruce sounded like. Mr. Bruce sounded like singing is a problem. Ulamisha in a rogel, and if you're not, you don't do it normally, Mishum the Kemat Kalav Yishayin HaMatirim. Because almost everyone permits singing. Raka Rambam and Tshuvasi, Negeratzme Balchosav, it's just a Rambam and a Tshuv, which is against himself, and that we're not so concerned with. Unlike the Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mishnah Berurah seemed to be very concerned with the Bach and the Tshuvas Rambam, while Rav Moshe was not overly concerned. Now, there's a whole discussion over what happens when the Rambam contradicts himself in a Tshuva versus what he writes in Sefer. There's rules to this. This is not just the Rambam. You have this in Rosh. Another Gedolei Rishonim both wrote Svarim and had Tshuvas. How do you deal with this conflict when they write one thing in a Tshuva and something else in Sefer? So Rav Moshe is not too concerned. But Rav Moshe writes these famous words that everyone quotes. Zok Rav Moshe, Avol Vade Meharoi Lebal Nefesh Lahachmik Kairama B'Tshuvasoi. But it's befitting for any Bal Nefesh, whatever that means to be a Bal Nefesh, Zok Rav Moshe, to be Machmik for the Rambam and the Tshuva and the Bach, Av Shereyose in a Klum, even though I don't really think his rise are that strong, Mikom Mokoyim Ro'oi Lahachmik. I think it's at least befitting to be Machmik. So according to Rav Moshe, we should try to be Machmik like the Bach and the Tshuvas Rambam, which means all music, all the time, is always usher. Then he goes further and he says, he thinks it could be even rational like that, but he thinks that it's okay. Then Rav Moshe concludes, but, mitzvah, if it's any form of a mitzvah, then Rav Moshe takes a big step in Taisvis, that even though Taisvis talked about a wedding, says Rav Moshe, it's not only a wedding, it's anything that's a mitzvah. Then Rav Moshe declares the following, Shaila, what about a banquet? Sha'oisin letzarech tzedaka. All these stuck events. There's always music at these events. Is that a mitzvah? It's not a chasana, but it's a mitzvah. It's a way to get people to give money. So is that permissible? Again, those might be even more troublesome because those all have, many of them have wine. There's usually some form of yishta yayin over there. So then you have a real problem. You're going to have instruments. Ala yayin could be a real problem. So you're telling me, fine, I'll hire one of these a cappella chassidish groups. It's still a problem, because that's still al peh, al ayayin, which according to the tshuvas, which according to everyone, is going to be us, or peh al ayayin. So Rav Moshe says, yeshlod, and he's back and forth with it, whether or not that's considered chiv mitzvah. At the end of the tshuva is another important line he writes. Vaideh haradio im nishma zamra de puma mutter. What about listening to music over the radio, not live? Dr. Moshe, well, depends. If they're singing over the radio, then it's mutter. Then beklizemer oser. So this is Rav Moshe's opinion where he held that there's no difference between live and taped music. That's all klizemer, it's oser. Ube me svira yesh la'aser bezamer demona af la'amatirin. So Rav Moshe, but during svira, this is when we push ourselves, even though during the year maybe we don't, at least for svira, we're mach. So this is Rav Moshe's tshuva, where Rav Moshe seems to say, technically we could be saying mechander Ramah, which would be matrit, but if you want to be a bal nefesh, you should be machmer. Rav Moshe has another tshuva, number 20, in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chel Gimel, Sama Pei Zayin, where someone asked him, he wants to know, is it okay to learn how to play an instrument? You want to learn to play an instrument? Is that permissible to learn how to play an instrument? So Ramesh writes, a person wants to learn how to play an instrument. Now, obviously, if playing instruments is not allowed, it's probably not something you want to do. Now, you'll tell me one second. If you don't learn how to play an instrument, no one's going to be able to play a chasanas. And chasanas, we need to have music. What are you going to do? So Ramesh has it this. Imula parnasa mutter. If you want to learn to play an instrument just so you can have a job, that's mutter. Afi me asvira, the day ain't the inyan simcha. Even if you want to practice, you want to learn to play an instrument during svira, that's mutter, because that's not enjoyable, that's work. Vimula hana asai. Let's say it's just for pleasure. Asa. Afilumoid, then you're not even allowed to learn. The gamhuza hanov asvi me asvira, binyani simcha lafi haminuk. Okay. What about during the years? Dr. Ramesh, gambu kola shana ha asala hai rambam. A whole year it's a problem, according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Zamra de Klishir, Roy Lahachim Kamaisim. You know, I just play instruments. If you want to go home and just jam on a keyboard or jam on the guitar, according to the Mechaba, that's not allowed. V'afshar Ramah b'shem Yeshayim b'matir shle b'mishta. Aye, what about the Ramah that's matir? So Dr. Ma'ishai already spoke about that. Aval in limchos b'yara mekilim. You can't stop those people that want to be mekel. Me'achashar Ramah matir shle b'mishta v'ein regilim. The mice you have there are more to be Samechon. So here Ramosha sounds like, I don't know if you want to call it more convincing, that he holds that the Ramah is at least something that we can hang our hats on and say, well, the reason why I listen to music or why I play music is because it's not Regilus and it's not Bishas Mishta, which is only the Ramah being Samechon, Taisvis Hashita, and the Gemara and Gid. So Ramosha seems to say that's enough for people to be Samechon if they want to listen to music. Again, someone who's Rogel, I think, is really stuck. The guy that listens to music, mamish, 20 hours a day, 15 hours a day, 10 hours a day, every waking moment of his life, I think he's in real trouble, because he has no one to be Samechan. The Ramah is only if you're in a Ragil. But if you're Ragil, then you're really stuck. You have no one to be Samechan. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Tezvav, Lamed Gimel, where he wants to know about music, where he says, it's not even a Shaila. Well, why do all of a sudden we forgot about the Ramon Shulchan Aruch? The Ramon Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you're not Ragil, it's okay. So he says, be Samechan the Ramah. He says the Ramah was a chashiv yid. We always say mechan the Ramah. Be say mechan the Ramah as well, and therefore he thinks it's a no brainer, not a discussion. We can be say mechan the Ramah, and nothing's an issue. In number 22, I have from Rabbi Yashiv when he said shiurim on mesechtes. So some people used to write down the stuff he said in the shiurim. So when he said shiur mesechas seita, so Rabbi Yashiv said in the shiur the following. He writes, "Well, the Indian halacha near the vadi yesh makam lachma beklishir gam b'shalay b'shas mishta." The Yashiv held you should be machem not to play instruments even if it's not at a meal. That's the Rambam sheet. Again, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both hold musical instruments are never allowed, even if it's not at a party. But I have to be honest, we have the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah says it's only if it's during Mishnah. The near Poshet. When we talk about instruments, it doesn't mean you have to see it live. So here Ramosha is taking the same opinion, Rabbi Yashiv is taking the same opinion as Ramosha. Taped music, recorded music, it's all the same thing. Same exact halachic status, nothing changes. What does it mean, a party? It doesn't mean only wine. Anytime people get together, there's a party, no wine. An alcohol-free party, Dr. Bliashev, is also included in this prohibition, which again, makes it much more tricky according to Bliashev. Because again, we said that if it's going to be what's considered mishtoi, so then you have a problem even if it's bepeh. So you have to figure out, people get together for a party, an event, everyone's sitting around, and they just want to start singing, that according to Bliashev would be a problem. Rabbi Belsky's atzal and his tshuva, Shulchan Alevi, was asked the same shiloh. They asked him, is recorded music mutter all year long? And Rabbi Belsky's response was like this: Tshuva, la halacha naktina sheis l'shma yizem b'zman hazehu dafkim hu ragel b'kach. First of all, it's only usher if you ragel like the Ramah, oishahu min yain, or if it's with wine. Av she'ini ragel b'kach. Here it sounds like he goes like the Rambam that it's dafka with wine, not like the Rabbi Eliashiv said if it's a party. Umikan she'im nitzarch adam l'shmek tzas muzika k'le l'smayach l'slibay hametucha. This is a tshuva that's found in the Marshag. The Marshag talked about people that had mental issues and they were very depressed. And the only way to make them feel better was to listen to music. So the Marshak permitted it. So many later Achrenim said, oh, if that's true, we're all allowed to listen to music. We're all depressed. We all have tsars. Life is tough. You know, listen, no one knows what's going to be with North Korea. It's not easy, right? So we're all allowed to listen to music. That's not what the Achrenim wrote. If you look in all the tshuvas, what the Achrenim talked about, they're talking about people that had real ailments. People that had, I want to call it clinical depression. They had real serious issues with life, and therefore they needed music. Not because we're having a rough day, because we don't know what's going to be tomorrow, because, you know, everyone's so nervous. That's not necessarily what they meant. But Rabbi Belsky said, if you have a person who taka is like that, I mentioned this when we were learning the sugya during the 3 weeks. Someone called me up. They had a student who Taka was a borderline depressed, and they were clinically depressed, and they were getting treated, whatever it was. And music Taka made them normal, regular. So therefore, yeah, it's mutter. The Achrayim say it's mutter. Same thing here also. Avala yafris bezeh elik ifitzarka. It says Rabbi Basso, don't go crazy with this. I'm like, okay, all of a sudden everything's mut. Well, the ma'is ain't lahaka, but kalotis yosim meshem music yachai. He also writes, like everyone else we saw, that live music, tape music is all the same, all prohibited. This is why it's so interesting when people talk about, you know, is taped music allowed during the 3 weeks? Well, it depends. Why is music not allowed during the 3 weeks? If the reason you don't listen to music during the 3 weeks is an offshoot of this din, so you got to learn the halachas of this din and plug it in. According to all these achrayim, if music post the churban is usher in taped version, so then it would be usher in taped version during the 3 weeks, 9 days as well. That's the simple answer to the question.
What do you mean the 3 weeks prohibition?
Right. So the answer is, so all year long... Or all year long with Sayyid Mechan mother. I'm not an Ein Rogel. I only listen when I go in the car, so I'm allowed to listen when I go in the car. Except for Svira, even in the car, I'm not allowed to listen. Or I only listen an hour a day to music.
Rogel is 24 hours a day.
So that's why I have to talk more about what Rogel is. It sounds like 24 hours a day. So most people, or many people today, are hours and hours on. I think they have a problem.
So you want to do that next week in a part two, maybe?
Okay, we'll make it a part two. We'll talk more about it next week. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
We'll believe that next week we'll talk more about. Taped music and the halachic status of taped music or recorded music, it's halacha with regard to this issue.